piece, it seems to me, made another area of contribution in spreading the idea and the concepts and the practice of agricultural communication more widely throughout the world. It began, as I recall, pretty much on a one-by-one basis. There were people like Hadley Reed, who spent, I think, a year in Europe helping in various countries there with the this approach of building communication into, or communication expertise into their efforts of spreading agricultural technology. Bry Curl at the University of Wisconsin and a number of his graduate students did a lot of work in Latin America. I remember them coming back talking about football, which of course was soccer to us. But Lloyd Boston, John Ross, a number of others had been involved in projects there. The current, Eric Abbott, who is at Iowa State now, one of the strongest supporters of international agricultural work, did his doctoral research at Wisconsin, including work in, I think, Costa Rica. But anyway, Bill Ward had been an advisor used a great deal by the Rockefeller Foundation in various countries on short-term operations. When the Ford Foundation set up a land-grant college system in India, communication was part of that. And the usual approach there was a land-grant university such as, say, the University of Tennessee would become the major advisor to, I think in this case, the Agricultural University for Andhra Pradesh, based in Hyderabad, India. The head of Ag Information there spent a year in India, for example, supporting that program. Then the USAID at one time was doing projects of its own, and it would occasionally take a person abroad for a project. I did a one-month project in Tanzania for them related to a project on how to reduce the impact of the tsetse fly, which destroys about, well, it keeps the population of ruminant animals down to about 1/7 of what it could be were not the fly there. Anyway, this became a way that that our group, the Ag Information people, were supporting in the rest of the world. Later, AID went more to the use of existing commercial consultants. They, in turn, reached into ACE ranks in order to get people. Nearly all of the work I did in those 46 countries, half or more, would have been done through that sort of effort. The International Special Interest Group, which was formulated in the ACE meeting at Wisconsin in 1984, proposed a program in which, through the good offices of ACE, we would attempt to find a donor who would support a program that would let us take something along the lines of NPAC to a region of the world, say Latin America, and then the next year to Africa, and the next year to Asia, in order to spread this kind of behavioral science background to the people working in those countries, where it was some years before journalism training became standard for the practitioners here. It has not occurred yet abroad. They are coming out of extension training without much in the way of communications training. So this is an area in which we hoped to get something, but again, the slowdown of donor funding and the shifts of emphasis in donor funding have not given us much opportunity to advance there. in recent years, well, it was interesting to me that 2 or 3 years ago, when I said they could put my name in for as a candidate for director to represent retirees on the board of A's, I said yes, not thinking for a moment that it would happen. But it did. And so I rejoined the board of directors some 44 years or so after having been there once before. But the retirees have been, we've had developed for us a listserv that's about at least two-thirds of our group are online, so we're able to do quite a bit of communication there. John Woods advanced our efforts quite a lot in his two years by bringing and finding material, much of it from guys with international interests, and putting it on the listserv where we all have an opportunity to read about it and then often get into communication, adding our own areas of interest and that sort of thing. I'm hoping in my time now to keep that going, but I'm trying to get started on another contribution that I think would be a general contribution to ACE, and that is a collection that I've given it the title of Memorable ACEs. And the starting point for this is a booklet that Bill Carnahan did during his term as archivist, in which he has a thumbnail of everyone who has been president of ACE, from the very beginning up to probably, I think perhaps Linda Benedict was the last one in his book. And this tells a bit about the person, who he or she was, what they did, and so forth. Well, I've begun typing this into a form that I'm hoping to be able to get into an interactive, or at least into a website, where others can go to it to read about and find ways of adding. And add people, there are many, many people who have made major contributions to ACE who never were president of ACE. Hal Taylor is one example, Mason Miller. I could go on and on with people who have made significant contributions to the profession, but were not presidents. And I think the ideal would be something like a Wikipedia collection in which individuals could add material. It could tell about Tad Moses and a joke he told years ago about so-and-so, which I won't try to repeat here. But invite others to get to know better. And for us old-timers, let us add some personalizing facts and about the people we've known and remember as memorable ACEs from our experience over these many years. My first membership, I guess, was 1953, which would be 55 years now. But these are the kinds of things that I still enjoy contemplating and getting responses from other retirees. We don't find a great deal in common with what our active counterparts today are doing. Their work is so different, but yet we can enjoy remembering what we did and looking for ways to have a closer relationship and understanding to what our counterparts are doing now, those who followed us old-timers in the system.